When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And we welcome you to this edition of Tuesday People, the podcast. I'm your host, Mitch Albom. I'm the author of the book Tuesdays with Maury, upon which this podcast was inspired. Lisa Goetz is alongside, as always, my friend and producer of the program. Lisa, good to see you, as always.
Always nice to see you, Mitch.
Today, we're going to talk about a graduation that I had a chance to witness, and that got me thinking about the whole concept of graduations in life. So when you are young, your life is full of graduations, right? Especially nowadays. Mm-hmm. We celebrate, you know, when you graduate nursery school. Yeah. Okay. He's graduating nursery school.
There's so many.
Graduating kindergarten, graduating grade school, graduating middle school, graduating high school, and graduating college. And of course, if you have hobbies or undertakings, you know, outside of school, you could graduate from your karate program. You could graduate from your gymnastics class. You can graduate from, I don't know, the French program you're in. There's so many graduations. And parents love to celebrate these moments, right, and go and take pictures, and it's all a big deal. And you feel, if you think back to that time, you feel like you are passing into a new phase. You feel like you have finished something. It's behind you. You can close the door on it. You know, when you graduate from elementary school, from sixth grade, you physically leave the place that you had been going to day after day, year after year for, you know, what turned out to be a huge part of your life at that age, right? When you're 12 years old. And you say, wow, I'm going to a new place. You know, I'm going to be in a new place. Yep. I'm a new person. I'm growing and I'm getting bigger. And so then you go to middle school, and maybe you're in middle school for 3 years. And that's when you kind of come into your own and start to become an adolescent and first notice the opposite sex. And you start to worry about being cool. And you hit, you know, your voice starts to change and your body starts to change, and there's all these things going on, and you graduate from that, and now you're ready for high school. In high school, and if you survive high school, which really these days that's more how it goes, is just, am I going to survive high school? Am I going to get out alive?
Yeah.
But if you survive high school, you get to graduate high school, and you know they have the big ceremony there, and the speeches that they always make are always about, you know, we're going off into the, you know, the new world, and we're going to, you know, make changes. And so there's that whole sense of we're going places. And then if you do go to college, you have 4 years of intense, if you have a good college experience, you're living on your own for the first time. You're making all kinds of different friends. And for a lot of people, that's like the best years, because you're on your own, but you're not really on your own. You're learning for a living, so to speak. You're a professional student, but you can act like an adult. And then the moment comes where, okay, you have to graduate from that, and there's a big to-do and a big ceremony with throwing your caps and gowns and the big speech and the valedictorian and all the rest of that stuff. And you get your college diploma and you graduate from college. And then
that's a big one.
After these 22 years of seemingly endless streams of graduation, it comes to a stop, right? It just comes to a dead stop. After every few years being some kind of, I'm going to graduate, or I'm on a path to graduate, or a few more years and I graduate, or how long before you graduate? Another year and then you graduate. It's part of your vocabulary. It's part of your lexicon. And then all of a sudden, graduation disappears from your life, right? It
Wow.
You don't graduate again from anything.
No, it's like all those things you waited for to finish. Suddenly, you don't have to. There's no finishing point anymore. Now you're on to some other starting point.
That has no end.
It's less fanfare. We need more fanfare. Go ahead. Well, keep going, Mitch. But I'm feeling that like later in life, we have no more fun. need more graduations.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's kind of the theme of what we're talking about here today. So the idea that you begin something, you educate yourself, you rise up, you mm-hmm. pass through, you accomplish, and then you leave behind, and you graduate, is a wonderful concept. Why we let it stop at college is a mystery to me. And I'm here to say that I don't think that we should. Now, I had some good experiences with college graduation and high school graduation. I was, in both cases, I got to make a speech. I don't know if it was valedictorian, but I got to talk and say something. And Maury actually was the person who nominated me to be the speaker for our... So in those days, we graduated. You had your ceremony with your major. They had like, so I was sociology. So all the sociology people had like their own ceremony. And then you went to the real big one was for the whole school. But the more intimate one... More intimate one was your major. So the psychology majors kind of all graduated. And that way, you could talk a little bit about the specialty that you're in, and the professors in that field would say something, and then they'd have a kid come up and speak. And Maury nominated me to be the speaker. And I remember talking to him about that many years later when I went back to visit him when he was dying from Lou Gehrig's disease, and asked him about that. And this is what he recalled.
I thought you deserved it. And I had a voice in doing it, so why not? And I thought that you would derive, and especially your parents, would derive a lot of knockers from that. You see, they sent their kid to Brandeis. It turns out to be a top-notch student, gets magna, makes the address, the graduation address, and it means that they really had... If I may put it in crass terms, made a good investment, so to speak. Yeah. And that you had the experience of being up there. We get a self-conception that you really deserve and can do this kind of thing.
So when I listen to him explain that, and the part that stands out to me is that I thought you would derive, and your parents would derive some, he used the Yiddish word nachas, which is pride. You know, when you say your parents, shep nachas, that in Yiddish, that means that they took great pride in, the moment. And the fact that he thought, well, that would be a good thing for you to have, that your parents be proud of you and you get to share in that, showed a lot of insight. But that is what graduation, if you think about it, graduation in life, that's what we do. We sort of get up there and we kind of announce to the world, and particularly our mm-hmm. parents, our families, I did it. I did it. Uh-huh. I graduated. I did it. And they all hug you and embrace you and tell you how great you are and it's wonderful and we're so proud of you, et cetera. Well, why shouldn't there be that type of recognition for other moments in life? I could think of a whole lifespan of graduations that we should all go through and take a moment to have pride in our passage and take a moment for other people to have pride in us as well. For example, let's say you become a homeowner. After you've rented and you've lived with other people and tried all the, you finally save up, you finally get a home and you are responsible for your own home and you can pay the bills for your own home and you this becomes your new norm. Like, okay, I am a homeowner. I have my own home. I pay my own bills. I am an adult this way. There should be a little ceremony.
Yeah.
Something like that. All right. You've now graduated into this level of adulthood and what it means to have a home. You've got your own little stake of land, your own little house, something to take care of. You are, you exist. You're not on somebody else's property. You're not renting. This is yours. That warrants a graduation. When you get married, of course, there's a celebration kind of in and of itself, but you've graduated from the single life and you have found a partner for life. That's a graduation of sorts. We couch it in the, let's celebrate the wedding and let's have the opening dance and, you know, the jokes and the toasts and all that. It's all the kind of ceremonial stuff. But the truth is, it is a graduation. You've graduated from single to partner.
Yeah.
That is a big, big change in life, that you have taken the responsibility to, you know, commit yourself to somebody like that. And then, of course, when you have children, when you first have children, that's a graduation. You have graduated from only looking out for yourself to moving to the world where you look out for others. And when those children grow up and go out on their own, that is a graduation for you as well. You have graduated from the school of parenting that took 18 years or 21 years or whatever it is to sort of get that child out on their own.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Now, I had this experience not too long ago when I was down in Haiti, and I was able to witness the graduation of one of our students from our school. And our school had not graduated a student until this point, because we created the school and we created it when our kids were like 7 or 8 years old. So we had to, every year, like the oldest group was the senior class. So we invented seventh grade when we needed a seventh grade, and we invented eighth grade when we needed an eighth grade. We invented ninth grade when we needed a ninth grade. And eventually we've now invented a 12th grade because we had one of our young men, whose name is Edney Fanfan, he graduated from our 12th grade, passed the TOEFL test with huge flying colors. I mean, he just blew it away. He doesn't have to take a single English class or anything like that, and got into college here in the United States. So he graduated, and he made a graduation speech that I want to share with you, because it was just so delightful in the graduation of his graduation, but also what I felt as a sort of graduation as well. So listen to this. This is an impromptu little graduation speech that Edney, our star student, about 18 years old, made.
I want to start by saying a big thank you. Of course, I want to thank my God, Jesus Christ, for the gifts he has given me and also for this opportunity. Next, I want to thank Mr. Meech and Ms. Jeannie for accepting me into their family, and Mr. Meech for helping me decipher my hidden abilities, and also Mr. Carroll for helping me develop these abilities and bring them into life. I also want to thank Mr. O'Neill, who's not here, and for help, for serving me as a compass and always pointing me towards the right direction. And I want to thank Ms. Danielle, Mr. Delva, Mr. Bob, Ms. Nadia, and all wonderful teachers
for serving me as support. But my big thank you goes to my fellow classmates, Estelle, Juliana, Juna, all S3, for just being there and do what family does most, care about me. Thank you, guys. Well, for all of you here today, today might seem as the end of a story. Well, a conclusion to the 10 years of work you've put in towards my education. Well, as they say, today's simply the end of a chapter of a very, very, very long book. Well, before I turn any more pages for a new chapter, I would like to briefly go over the best 10 few school years at Hefei Haiti. So when I started school, I started kindergarten when I was 7. I was illiterate. I didn't know how to read, write. So after a couple of months, I got a grasp of things, but it was harder. It was hard at first because I was not used to love when I felt alone, and also I was not used to words of encouragement when I screwed up. But after a couple of months, I got a hang of things.
Now, I want you to think about that. Here is this kid who I brought into the orphanage when he was 7, as he recalled. And he said I was illiterate, which he was. He didn't read anything. He had never gone to school. He certainly didn't know any English. And if you heard what he said there, I know it was difficult to kind of make out because this was a makeshift graduation in front of our little school at the orphanage, and we don't have professional mics.
But I love it.
He said, I had a hard time when I got here because I wasn't used to love. I wasn't used to anybody caring about me. And I wasn't used to any support when I screwed up. And he said, but eventually I got used to it. And he was wearing a blue cap and gown with the whole nine yards. You know, we gave him all the accoutrements. And when he made that speech, I remembered back to the day that he came in with his grandmother, brought him in. And he was just this kind of funny-faced kid, big round face, high forehead, big eyes. And I had to decide, will we accept this child into our orphanage? And I decided yes on the circumstances that the poverty that they were in and the fact that his grandmother was raising him, not his own parents. And he has turned out to be a brilliant kid. I mean, he's an A student, not just with us. He's going to be an A student in college, and he's going to go very far. And so as he was graduating, I realized, hey, this is the first time that I took a chance on a child, really, and said, I think he can thrive here. And he went all the way through and is now coming out the other end and is going to America to go to college. So for me, it was a graduation too. It was kind of like, wow, okay, I didn't know what I was doing back then. We had just started the school. I had my sister come down and put together an academic program because she's an educator. We had to build the school from scratch.
Yeah.
We had to put in the walls, the windows, the outlets, the light switches, the light bulbs. And now here we are 10 years later and he's graduating. Well, I graduated too.
Yep.
I graduated from I didn't know how to do this. I didn't know how to start a school to we've just put our first kid on the moon, so to speak.
That's amazing.
And so that graduation to me was my graduation as well. And what I'm saying is, by these examples, is I think we should stop and give ourselves more credit as adults for sort of starting something and reaching the end of that phase and graduating from it. It doesn't mean that we got it all right any more than when you graduate from college, you didn't get all A's, or high school, you didn't get all A's. But it does mean that, hey, we've made it through. We've made this passage. And think about things, Lisa, think about some things that this could apply to in your life or anybody's life who's listening to us. If you just look at it as okay, I had to learn how to do that. I learned it. I graduated from it.
Yeah.
I'm off to other things now. Think about how many things that could apply to in life. I mean, I'm asking you, honestly, okay, I said when your kids get older and they move on, like Edney did, you know, and he graduated.
Yeah.
Okay, that's certainly like a time to say to yourself, hey, I graduated here too. A job that you had for a long period of time, and then you left it. Maybe you got fired. Maybe you decided to move on. But it's a big change, and yeah, you end up taking a different job or going someplace else. That's a moment where you should stop and say, hey, I graduated from that idea that I'm going to be at one job forever and I'm never going to leave. I graduated from that, and I've managed to use my graduation to go and get another job.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to start a new chapter, a new education, a new thing that I can graduate from. Can you think of some other examples like that?
Yeah. Well, when you stop working, when you retire, that's a big graduation. You've spent your entire life working toward working and going to school. Everything you did up until that point was to get through a job, right? All your schooling, all your everything.
Right.
Then it all comes to a sudden halt. That's a huge graduation.
Absolutely.
I'm looking forward to that one personally. And then I have my graduation party on a beach somewhere, you know, to say this is the start of my life of retirement or learning or volunteering or whatever you decide to do once you retire.
And, you know? And by the way, not every one of these milestones is a happy one, but you graduate just the same. Just as some people didn't have great college experiences or high school experiences, but they graduate just the same. So I think of something we've talked about recently in the show that you and I have gone through together over the course of the last few years. When you lose your parents and you are now the senior member of your family line, you know, you're in the upper echelon. That is a graduation.
Yeah.
It's a graduation from being a child in the world to being the adult, the parent.
Yeah. In charge.
The older person. Yeah. The patriarch, the matriarch, the wise elder. That's a graduation. And there ought to be a ceremony for that too. There ought to be people shaking your hand, clapping you on the back and saying, hey, you made it. You know, this is a big thing. Maybe you didn't want to do it or whatever. Maybe it was hard, but you're here. You've made it through. Now you're going to start this new chapter of life. You're going to try that. These are all graduations. These are all things that we go through and then have to leave behind as we move to the next phase.
I'm all for it.
An illness, a life-threatening illness.
Yes.
People who have had cancer or anything, or a heart attack. You stared down your mortality, and then you were able to come out the other side. You recovered. Then you got rid of the cancer, whatever it is. That is a graduation of the highest order. There ought to be bells and trumpets and all kinds of things. You faced fear. You faced your mortality. You faced maybe the worst thing that anybody can think about is what happens if I die? And you didn't, and you came out the other side. That's a graduation. You now have the knowledge from that school of hard knocks.
Yeah, hospitals always have. Yeah, hospitals have people like ring bells, you know, when they're done with their chemo. They have, it's sort of a little celebration, right?
That's right.
A ceremony.
That's right.
And with COVID, they were doing that. When people would leave the hospital that were on ventilators, they have that rollout where all the people, you know, line up and see them off. It's
rang
cool.
A bell for them, too. Yeah. Well, it is.
Yeah, because it's cool.
That is graduation. And people stop feeling pride in their accomplishments. Instead, it kind of goes the other way. It's like, oh, God, I had to endure that. You know, oh, God, I had to endure getting fired. Oh, God, I had to endure, you know, the kids are gone and I don't know what we're going to do with ourselves. Oh, God, you know, I'm retired. You know, I worked all that time. It's always like a negative about time passing and where we go from being positive about graduating things and leaving them behind to being negative about things and leaving them behind is a question that we should really ask ourselves. Mm-hmm. Because we don't need to be that way. I remember the first time I went to Australia, I remember running into people there who told me that they had multiple careers in their lives. Like they spent the first 10 years, 15 years as a painter. And then they decided, you know, they thought they wanted to be a school teacher. So they spent about 15 years as a school teacher. And then they decided they wanted to be an accountant. So they became an accountant. And I met so many people who did this that it wasn't unusual anymore. It was like, well, why? And they looked at me and said, well, why do you want to stay doing the same thing your whole life? You know, wouldn't it be more interesting to have this career and this Amen. Career and this career? And I thought, well, those are graduations. You know, yeah. I did it. I went through it. I'm done with it. I'm going to move on. I'm going to go. And
new thing.
We don't dread graduating high school. We don't dread graduating college. We don't dread graduating ballet school or other. We always look forward to it and say, I'm going to take what I learned and use it someplace else. But then so many other things in life, we start to dread the end of them. And instead, if we just looked at it as like, well, that was for a time, you know, as they say in the Bible, a season for everything, you know, a time and place for everything under the sun. That was the time, a reason and a season. And now, graduated, moving on. And I think if some of these things in life came with pomp and circumstance and came with a blue robe and a gown gown and a hat, and we just said, you know, what's going on? Oh, I'm graduating today. I'm graduating from my first marriage. You know, I'm moving on. You know, I learned a lot. We had a great time.
But
I'm graduating. I'm graduating from my first career. You know, yes, they called it a termination, but I look at it as a graduation. I'm going to move on. And I'm, you know, thank you for the flowers. Yes, thank you for the congratulations. Yes. Why not? It's all part of the tapestry of our learning as adults, right?
Yeah.
So
I get it.
That's a new way to look at life and look at graduation. And you're never, put it this way, the lesson from today, you're never too old to graduate from whatever you're in the middle of.
And you know what? I say we all just go buy robes on Amazon right now and a cap, and we keep them around for these moments.
Right.
And make your own graduation. Like, just have it, you hang it in your closet, and when these moments come up, you put it on that morning.
And march through your living room.
March through your living room, go up and down your street, post pictures on social media, and make your own graduations. I'm in.
There you have it. So take that with you as you go on through the days. If you like what you heard here today, you can always check us out at WeTuesdayPeople.com. And we do this every week. And you can see the previous shows and chat rooms and discussion groups and all the rest of that. And, of course, until we get together again, on behalf of Lisa Goetsch, my co-host and producer and friend, I'm Mitch Albom saying see you next Tuesday.
Thank you for listening to Tuesday People. To be part of our conversation, join the Tuesday People community at WeTuesdayPeople.com. Subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss an episode and share it with your friends. We look forward to having you with us every Tuesday because, after all, we're Tuesday People.